Let's talk about the Chiefs' upcoming opponent this week, divisional rival, the Denver Broncos. Now, it's hard to talk about the Denver Broncos without talking about quarterback Peyton Manning, one of the best to ever play the game. But Manning and the Denver Broncos offense and what we saw in week one against the Indianapolis Colts is a little bit different than what we've seen from this offense in the past. Last year, over 70% of their plays were in 11 personnel, meaning they had three wide receivers out on the field. The majority of the time last season, that was wide receivers Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, and Eric Decker. Well, Wes Welker won't play in this game as he is serving a 4-game suspension, and we know Eric Decker left for the New York Jets during the offseason. While they did bring in Emmanuel Sanders from the Pittsburgh Steelers, we still saw a little bit different setup from the Broncos last week against the Colts. 56% of the time against the Colts, the Broncos offense was in 12 personnel, meaning they had two tight ends out on the field. We know one of those guys was Julius Thomas, who was just named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week after he caught 7 passes for 104 yards and 3 touchdowns. But the other player, Virgil Green, last year played just 22% of the offensive snaps for the Broncos. Last week against the Colts, 56% of the plays he was out on the field. So while the Chiefs go up against the familiar face in Peyton Manning, the personnel surrounding him may be a little different than they're used to. Everybody knows about the gaudy numbers that Manning put up last season. Over 5,400 yards, 55 touchdowns, broke all kinds of records. But what a lot of fans don't necessarily realize is that a lot of those big plays aren't coming from passes down the field. Peyton Manning has been very good at throwing the ball underneath accurately to get yards after the catch from his receivers. Last week against the Colts, of his 36 passes, only 11 of them traveled beyond 10 yards down the field. We know he likes to get rid of the ball quickly. Last year against the Chiefs, it was 1.7 seconds is how long it took him to get the ball out of his hands. Against the Colts in week one, it was 1.95 seconds. I had a chance to talk with safety Eric Berry about going up against Manning and about how quickly he gets rid of the ball. Berry told me that it's about disrupting timing, that you can't really stop Peyton Manning, but if you can slow him down and just disrupt that timing a little bit, you have a chance to be successful against him. In 2013, Peyton Manning completed 62% of his passes against the blitz. In week one, the Indianapolis Colts blitzed Manning 41% of the time, and Manning only completed 50% of those passes. Now, while that's a very small sample size, that is something to note as the Chiefs get ready to play them on Sunday. Looking back, the Chiefs defense blitzed quarterback Jake Locker of the Tennessee Titans 31% of the time. Now, this doesn't mean they're going to go after Peyton Manning, but we do know that the Chiefs' best chance of success against Peyton Manning is to disrupt their timing and make him uncomfortable.